Peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Text for our meditation is from our gospel lesson from Matthew, specifically Jesus' words, "Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. And yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." This is our text. I was planning on using the pulpit, but with three people here in church, that just seemed a little bit silly. Reading through the gospel lesson earlier in the week got me thinking about being great. And when I thought of great people, especially with his death last June, I thought of Muhammad Ali. Now, if you go to his website, MuhammadAli.com, you will see this big banner that comes up that says, "The greatest of all time." Now, I will admit, Muhammad Ali was a great boxer. I mean, when you think about it, the sport really hasn't been the same since he and other guys like Joe Frazier and George Foreman retired. But his website doesn't say the greatest boxer of all time. It doesn't even simply say the greatest. It says the greatest of all time. And to me, I think it would take a lot of guts to make a claim like that. I mean, out of the billions of people who have ever lived and made contributions in the world and in society, it would take a lot of pride to call yourself the greatest of all time. So out of curiosity, I went ahead and searched the greatest people. And I found a couple of different lists. The first list that came up was from Biography Online. I have no idea who they are. But they list Muhammad Ali as the 71st greatest person of all time. The second list that I found that I think is a little bit more reliable is from Time Magazine, and they list the 100 most influential people of all time. And guess what? Muhammad Ali doesn't even make the list. There's not one sports figure that makes that list. So that one, I think, is a little bit more reliable. What I did find interesting and what I found really very heartwarming is that the same person is at the top of both of those lists. Any idea who that might be? I hear you. Be a little bit more confident.
Jesus.
Thank you. Yeah, I do find it very heartwarming and almost... I don't know how to put it, but the fact that Time Magazine lists Jesus as the most influential person of all time, you know, kind of gives a little bit of credibility. Time Magazine acknowledges that Jesus is important. I think that's pretty cool. But you know who didn't make the list besides Muhammad Ali? John the Baptist. I really didn't think John the Baptist would make the list because he really isn't important as far as anybody else is concerned outside of the church. But with the fact that Jesus says in our text for today that there is no one who was born from a woman who is greater than John, it made me think, what does it really take to be great? And so in our gospel lesson for today, John the Baptist is in jail. He had done all of his baptism thing. He had pointed out Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Possibly most important of all, he baptized Jesus in the Jordan River, and God proclaims Jesus as his one and only Son, and the Holy Spirit descends on Jesus in the form of a dove, and Jesus began his public ministry. So basically, as we read in our text for today, John's work is completely done, and Jesus' work is just beginning. Now, a lot of pastors will tell you that with being in jail and looking at almost certain death, that John was doubting his faith. With everything that had happened to him, he's in jail. Herod put him there because he had called him out as an adulterer, and that because he was in jail, John was doubting his faith. I really doubt that. I mean, this is the John the Baptist who, while still in his mother's womb, when Mary came into his presence carrying the baby Jesus, John leapt in his mother's womb. Okay? He had the Holy Spirit from his conception. This is John the Baptist, who again pointed Jesus out as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the John the Baptist who saw that Holy Spirit descend on Jesus in the form of a dove. How in the world could he ever doubt that Jesus was the Messiah, the Christ sent from God? What I think instead is that John knew that his ministry was over. John knew that he didn't need these disciples anymore. And so he sends his own disciples to see Jesus, to see that he is the Messiah, that the lame were leaping, that those who couldn't see had their sight again, to see the miracles of Jesus, so that they would then follow Jesus as his disciple. And I just think that makes so much more sense. In any case, John's disciples go back and report what they had seen and heard from Jesus. And Jesus says to the crowds around him, "Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. And yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." So the question that comes from that passage is, who is the least in the kingdom of heaven? In a few short days, we will celebrate the birth of our Savior, born in Bethlehem. Think about that for a minute. The Almighty God, who created the heavens and the earth, was conceived in the Virgin Mary by the Holy Spirit, and he was born in a stable as a little baby. He gave up all his powers as God to become truly a servant of all. Out of his divine love for us, he became nothing and took on our sin. And even more, he became sin for us. So that as he died on the cross, all of our sin was paid for. Jesus Christ, the Almighty God, became least in the kingdom of heaven so that we could live with him for all eternity in heaven. St. Paul describes Jesus in Philippians. "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father." Because of his life, death and resurrection. While he became the least, the only true great person is Jesus Christ. The only one who was able to destroy the sin of every people who had ever lived on the face of the earth was Jesus Christ. To be sure, there's a lot of people in the world who have made a lot of great accomplishments. There are a lot of people that have made a lot of changes in this world that has made this place a much better place to live. But Jesus changed the fate of all of human history. If Jesus had not lived a perfect life, if Jesus had not died on the cross for all of our sin, every single person who was ever born would have died and spent eternity in hell. But God didn't want that. God loved us more than that. And so he took his son and he sent him to earth and he placed the sin of the whole world on his shoulders and he crucified him on a cross. Jesus' words from the cross are a victory shout of a truly great person. It is finished. Our sin is gone. Our debt is paid. We are perfect in God's sight. There is nothing left to punish. Heaven is our home. Was Muhammad Ali a great fighter? Absolutely. Is he the greatest of all time? Absolutely not. The greatest of all time is Jesus. In his name, amen.